Hello.
Hello, my name
Hello.
is Dominic. Hello, my name is Dominic. Returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Hi. Yeah, I have a charge on my card, one of my credit cards for $69.89, and I don't know what it is. I think it might be a mistake. Is there a way you can check it for me?
Yes, I can check that for you. Can I have your zip code?
92677.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, and your first and last name?
It's Paul Davenport. PaulDavenport.
I'm sorry, can you spell that last name for me again?
Yeah, it's D as in dog, A, V as in Victor, Enport. Davenport.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, and can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
Yes, it's 30372 Benicia, Benecia Avenue in Laguna Niguel, California.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me 1 second. Okay, and what was that charge amount?
I think it's $69.89. I'm just signing on here to look at it myself.
Okay, so I don't see where we charged you anything or $69.89.
Hang on just 1 second.
Uh-huh. And if you could you provide me with that date as well?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, yes, sir.
Here we go. Yeah, it's December 3rd, and it's $69.89.
Okay, yes, sir.
I'm sorry, $68.89 on December 3rd.
Okay, yes, sir. That wouldn't be us. What I would do, I would advise you, does it say a name on the side of it? Like, what name does it say on the side?
It's extraordinary quality, and it has your phone number.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm unsure as to why it has our phone number on there, but I don't see where we charge you anything. What I would advise, because we do service over 400 products, and sometimes our number get placed on the bank statements, but I would advise you to contact your bank and let them know that you did contact us and that we didn't have a charge in there under your name for that amount. And they would be able to ping exactly where that charge is coming from. And they would be able to settle it on their end. Because if I pulled up an account for you, if I was able to get an account up for you, I could assist you with that charge. But by me not being able to pull up an account, I can't really do too much of anything.
Well, see, then later on November 20th, or earlier, on November 27th, there was a charge of $6.95. with your name and number on it. And then it was taken off of there on November 30th, and it says online payment, Deerfield, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
I'm
not
sure what
sure.
that was either. And I don't know what that $695 is on November 27th. So I'm not quite understanding what you're saying. It says extraordinary quality GA.
We didn't charge. Yes, we didn't charge you for anything. I can't pull up an account for you because we don't have a charge of anything under your name. So you have to contact your bank. It's nothing that I can do because I can't get an account pulled up to where we charge you for anything. That wouldn't be us that charged you that amount.
So you're saying it might be a fraud thing?
That's possible. Or even when you contact your...
Is your company extraordinary quality?
No, sir. That's what I'm saying. No, it's not. And we don't have a charge for $68 or $69 for you.
Who are you then?
We're a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and multiple products. So we're just considered just a third part. Go ahead.
So you service extraordinary quality GA?
No, sir. That's what I'm saying. We don't.
But I have their name with your number.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm unsure why, sir. I don't understand why it's on that bank statement by us servicing over 400 companies and products. Sometimes our number is placed on the bank statements. The only thing that I can tell you is to contact your bank, and they will be able to ping exactly where that charge is coming from. Without me being able to pull up an account for you, it's nothing that I can do or tell you exactly where that charge is coming from or anything, because I don't see that charge on our end, even when I looked you up by your first and last name, your zip code, and your phone number.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Dominique. Yes.
All right. Well, then I'll contact the credit card company, and I guess they look at this as a fraud or something, right? I mean,
you don't
have a record of it.
Yes, because I don't have a record for you. You can contact your bank most definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.